الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ تستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة مردفين وقال تبارك وتعالى وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, as human beings, we are perpetually in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our existence, for all the favors that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, for our health, for our rizq, for our sustenance, for health, for at every given moment we are perpetually in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are faqir towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, and we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirat. We are at all times in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all fuqara and in need of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. O people, you are all fuqara. You are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is ghani, He is independent, and He is the one worthy of praise. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Today, the Ummah is in crisis. Ummah is going through difficulty. One of the greatest means to remove the plight of the Ummah, one of the greatest weapons that we can use to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make dua, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Majid, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah ta'ala describes Himself as that being who accepts the dua of the distressed person. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ. Person who is distressed, he needs a way out of his problem, a way out of his plight. The Ummah is in need of a way of coming out of the problems that we are facing. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who accepts the dua of the distressed. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. When he makes dua to him. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. And he will remove the evil. Whatever evil conditions that we are facing, Allah is the one who will remove that evil. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And Allah is that being who will make you the successes on earth. He will make you the khulafa and the successes representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Allah ta'ala will give you such great honor. But what is required is for you to turn to Him, to submit to Him, to plead, to turn in your time of distress to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mean that a person leaves out the means and the resources to harness whatever he's trying to achieve. It doesn't mean that a person will use whatever means is at his disposal. But at the end of the day, only Allah is the one that does, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause that to have an effect. For example, a person who is doing farming, then he won't just resort to dua. He won't just make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he will do whatever is at his disposal, whatever he has the ability to do, his farming, whatever are the means of farming, he will apply that. He will apply that, and together with that, he will make dua to Allah, and he will have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is involved in business, so he won't just make dua to Allah ta'ala for halal profit, but he will make whatever effort, halal effort he will make, he will use the means at his disposal, and his trust will be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, a person who is sick and ailing, he doesn't just make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are taught in the Sharia to use whatever are the lawful means, halal medicine or treatment that is available. So a person uses that, and together with that he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, a student who is studying for his exams, he won't just rely on dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he will study, he will attend lectures, he will be punctual, he will be respectful, he will study his books, and together with that he will make dua. So whatever are the lawful means that are permissible to use, a person uses that, and together with that he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success and to help him achieve his objectives. Similarly, when the ummah is facing whatever plight we are facing, then together with dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever are the means that are available, a person should use those resources that are available to assist the suffering ummah. Another example is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam waged jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out at the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used armor, but not only one armor, he used a double armor, a double protection. So whatever means are available, a person uses those means, and together with that he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever means are available, we should use that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is that, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. Allah ta'ala says, prepare for them. That means for the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prepare for them whatever you are able of strength. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Whatever you are able of strength, prepare for them. وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. Also, the horses that were in use at that time, at the time of jihad, prepare these horses. تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ. By means of which you will strike enemy into the hearts of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَدُوَكُمْ. And your enemies. وَآخَرِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ. And others besides them. So together with making dua for protection against our enemies, and making dua for victory against our enemies, whatever means and whatever ability, whatever we can, we should prepare. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So we must prepare ourselves. We are weak. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah Ta'ala protect us and forgive us. Give us a tawfiq of strengthening ourselves. But whatever we have the ability to prepare, we must prepare. وَأَعِدُّوا. Prepare ourselves to protect ourselves. This preparation, inshallah, will assist us even at the time of defending our families, defending our families, we are faced with so many situations of crime, etc. So if we do some preparation, then inshallah, if the opportunity arises, then inshallah we can use that to defend ourselves. Together with the dua to Allah, together with the zikr of Allah, together with the ayatul kursi, together with making dua to Allah, together with whatever duas we are making, we will be able to protect ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala's command is, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ. Whatever you are able of strength, prepare yourselves. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. So together with the using the asbab and using the preparation, we should never ever underestimate the power of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua will draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we require. What we require on a personal level, what we require as a ummah, we are in need of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah helps you, none can overpower you. وَإِيَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي. But if Allah forsakes you, then who will help you after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And upon Allah alone should the believers place their trust. So we are definitely in need of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an accepted haqiqat, a reality amongst all believers. We all believe and we accept that the only help that can come to us and the only salvation for us is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, we still find ourselves being lax, being negligent with regards to making dua. We find ourselves, there's weakness and negligence in our making dua. What are the causes of this negligence, of not applying ourselves? Dua is not just mere recitation of words. It's not just reading of words. But dua is pleading and begging in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with heart, mind, attention, solely and focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is true dua. So this is something we have to keep engaging in and keep making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So among the causes of this negligence with regards to dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, one is being very hasty. Quran Majeed says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Man has been created in haste, from haste. That means part of his nature is that he is very hasty. He wants to see results immediately. So he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to see the results immediately. So this is not the way that we should make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we should not be hasty when making dua. But we should persist in making dua. Keep turning to Allah. Keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never be hasty. Another cause of negligence, why we become lax and negligent in our du'as, is we do not have that correct level of yaqeen and conviction that my Allah is the one that's going to sort out the problem. My Allah is the doer. Ma sha Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in his du'as, what Allah wishes will happen. What Allah doesn't wish will not happen. Ma wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. Ma sha Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. So not having, we should increase the level of our yaqeen, conviction, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another cause for negligence, and negligence in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we know that Allah's help is the only thing that can help us, why are we negligent? Is we become so occupied in our own worldly pursuits. We become so occupied in our worldly pursuits, and this causes us to forget the suffering and the plight of the ummah. So we become too engrossed, too occupied in our own worldly pursuits. So this makes us negligent of making dua to Allah and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua was always the weapon of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious followers in the face of the tyrant oppressors that they faced. This was always the weapon of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious believers. But what kind of dua did they make? It was a dua filled with yaqeen, filled with conviction that Allah will accept the dua. So it's a dua that's going to be filled with yaqeen and conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dua. It's a dua without losing hope and being hasty, that, oh, I'm making dua but nothing is happening. No, a person needs to persist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly when to answer, how to answer, what is the correct moment to answer. Like Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the destruction of Fir'aun. Only 40 years later was the manifestation of that dua. So We don't know at which time the dua will be accepted. But our job is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. A person will never be deprived of the barakat and the blessings of dua. What is the true blessing of dua? The true blessing of dua and barakat of dua is that at that time when you turn to Allah with yaqeen and with conviction, with your attention totally focused on Allah, at that time Allah's special attention is focused on you. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala's attention is focused on you. So what more does a believer want? He's already achieved. Although he might not see the effect of the dua in front of his eyes, but he's already achieved. He's already won. He's already a winner. So he's got the barakat and the blessing of that dua. That's already achieved. And then whatever else comes will be a bonus, inshallah. So their dua of these Anbiya alayhimus salam was not a dua where they became tired and eventually they gave up the dua. But they persisted. They persisted. Continued making dua to Allah. Continued turning to Allah until Allah Ta'ala's help descended. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance descended. It is a dua of those who adopted the means for the acceptance of dua. They adopted the means for the acceptance of dua. The means for the acceptance of dua is obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they abstain from the prohibitions and those things which stop, prevent the dua from being accepted. That the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the kind of dua that they made. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. Allah Ta'ala describes about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا they used to rush and be hasty, race with one another, فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, in good deeds. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They were swiftly doing, engaging themselves in khayrat, in all types of good deeds. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. And together with that, وَيَدْعُونَنَا, they will make dua to us, رَغَبَوْ وَرَهَبَا, in enthusiasm, in hope, and in fear. رَغَبَوْ وَرَهَبَا, they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the great means of drawing the help of Allah. Engross ourselves in amale saliha, in good deeds, and use that as a means of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in the zikr of Allah, make dua to Allah. Perform salah, make dua to Allah. Give sadaqah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will draw the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The examples are many in the Quran Majeed of how Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of the true believers. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. With the dua of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, all those oppressors, tyrants, kuffar, who opposed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they were all drowned. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them off the surface of this earth. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحِ. Allah Ta'ala says, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, they denied Nuh alayhi salam. فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. They denied our slave. وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونَ. They said, he is crazy, he is insane. وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونَ. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. He made dua to his Rabb. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ. I am overpowered, O my Allah. فَانْتَصِرْ. O Allah, help me. And how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came? فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ. We opened the doors of the sky. بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ, with copious water. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. And we caused the earth to gush forth in springs. And in this way, they were drowned. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. And we carried Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam on that which was made of plank and nails. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. Referring to the ship of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah Ta'ala saved the people of Nuh alayhi salam and the believers. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا. It was sailing in front of our eyes, in front of the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرَ, as a reward for those who were denied. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهُ آيَةً. We left it as a sign. It was a sign. فَهَلْ مِمْ مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there anyone who will take a lesson from that? فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ Is anyone who will take lesson from these ayat? That with the dua of one man, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped these kuffar and the oppressors of the surface of the earth. But it didn't come overnight. We know Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was involved in the work of da'wat and tabligh and inviting his people for 950 years. Alfa sanatin illa khamsina ama. 950 years he persisted, he continued, turning to Allah, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until finally the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. Similar was the example of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We may have heard on the day of Ashura of the destruction of Fir'aun and the salvation of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He made dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا تُمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ O Allah, destroy their wealth. O Allah, destroy them of the surface of the earth. And eventually, Allah Ta'ala, in such a wonderful and amazing way, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. The ocean was split. Musa alayhi salam and his people gained salvation through it. And Fir'aun and his people were drowned. Another example, which is found in Surah Baqarah, when the army of Talut faced Jalut, the last page of the second para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِ When they appeared in front of Goliath and his army, in front of Jalut and his army, قَالُوا They turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا الصَّبْرَ O our Rabb, pour your patience upon us. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا Make our feet firm. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Help us against the disbelievers. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ They defeated them with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam killed Jalut. David killed Goliath. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ So this is the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That in these times of distress, in the face of tyrants, of oppressors, they turn to Allah. They beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions about a wonderful group of pious people who used to fight together with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِن نَبِيٍ Allah Ta'ala says, how many a Nabi there was? قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ There were many pious, godly men who fought together with that Nabi against the enemies of Allah and His Rasul, enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ Many godly men, رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ And there's a cue from this ayat that if we want to the help of Allah and we want to truly fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to have these beautiful qualities of being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ribbiyun. They were godly men. They were walis of Allah. They were friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ribbiyun. So how many a pious man fought together with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ They were not weakened for what afflicted them in the path of Allah. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا They did not become lax. وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا They did not become lax. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah loves those who are patient. And again, how did they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, dua to Allah. وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ Their statement was only this. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا O our Rabb, forgive our sins. Now in the face of that enemy, they said to turn to Allah, O Allah, forgive our sins. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا Our transgressing against ourselves. Forgive us that. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا This dua teaches us that the cause for our weakness, the cause for our oppression, the cause for our defeat, is nothing but disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once that barrier is removed, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. So they made dua when they were faced with all the difficulties that they faced in the path of Allah. Oh, Rabb, forgive our sins, our transgressing against ourselves. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا And make us firm. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Give us help against the disbelievers. And Allah ta'ala then immediately responds, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ Then immediately Allah Ta'ala gave them ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا The reward of dunya. That means Allah Ta'ala gave them victory in this world. ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ And the beautiful reward of the akhirat. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah loves those who do good. The same dua is taught to us at the end of Surah Baqarah. And the same lesson we can take. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِينَ. Pardon us. Forgive us. Have mercy on us. So we turn to Allah in tawbah. Turn to Allah in tawbah for all our sins, whatever we are doing against the command of Allah. We make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the barrier for the help of Allah ta'ala to come. Turn to Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and give us victory against the disbelievers. So these are examples, and we will find examples like this abundant in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look in the seerah, you can study the battle of Badr, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the message today, that amongst the great means of drawing the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing but dua to Allah ta'ala. Never underestimate the power of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. It's amongst the great means. I said it's not the only thing. There are so many other things that we can do. But amongst the things that we can do, and we can put our heart and soul and attention to it, is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making dua and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, assist the suffering ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just one announcement. Inshallah, today after Isha Salah, there will be a report back at the Westville Jami Masjid after Isha Jamaat is at 7:45 by Brother Mukhtar Dawood, a chartered accountant, and he has been as a volunteer to Bangladesh and to assist the Rohingya Muslims. So inshallah, there will be a report back by him, and there will be a chance for Q&A as well. We can inshallah try to attend and see how we can support and assist the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakallah.